Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, the United States and other states' parties continue to offer capacity-building assistance to help states' parties strengthen their implementation of the convention, including through offers of assistance or training in support of legislative, regulatory, administrative, judicial, and other implementation measures. Recent implementation workshops in Ghana and Morocco that were sponsored by the United States are examples of such assistance. Such assistance and cooperation is another example of our fulfillment of Article 10's commitments. However, such offers of assistance are often hampered by an incomplete understanding of states' parties' existing national implementation measures. To help states' parties offer more tailored assistance, we as an MX should first consider concrete measures to improving existing reporting on national implementation measures. The United States' proposed modification to CBM Form E, which you've previously mentioned, seeks to address exactly this challenge in offering targeted assistance. So we therefore also propose that the review conference call upon states' parties to submit biannual reports on implementations of Articles 3 and 4. And to facilitate such reports, we should call upon all states' parties that have done so to either identify a national point of contact for implementation of Article 4 or to ensure that their existing contact is in fact appropriate. The ISU had identified that several national points of contact reported were in fact outdated or didn't have correct contact information. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.